Being a decisive leader and not a follower is one of the most important things that we can do in our dental practices and let alone our personal lives. We begin our podcast right there.
Welcome, all of you fantastic dental podcast listeners, to the My Practice, My Business Dental Podcast Show, where we help dentists profit and thrive with excerpts from the clinical business of dentistry training here at My Practice, My Business. We'll be addressing and answering questions with current trends dentists and their teams face each and every day in their pursuit of this wonderful career we call dentistry. And now the host of our show, the clinical director and president at My Practice, My Business, Dr. Rob Thorup.
Over the last several months, Tracy and I have observed leaders emerge from the ranks of every type of dental team member in the dental offices that we have had the opportunity to train. Leadership is so critical to the success of any business, including dental businesses, and it's why two of our team training modules focus on leadership skills. And more importantly, it's why we take a deep dive into effective leadership skills in our office manager front office trainings. As a result of our training, I want to share some brief observations exhibited by some wonderful team members who have applied our training and then take a closer look at what makes effective leaders within dental practices. So here's a couple of examples that Tracy and I have that we've seen it firsthand in the first half of this year. And these are only a few examples of so many observations, so I hate leaving people out. But let's just talk about these four. A dental assistant took a lead on staining and glazing crowns with their CEREC technology, and she was amazed at the level of accuracy and color matching that could easily be accomplished just with a small increase in her skill set. She took our staining and glazing class that we actually teach at My Practice, My Business, and now she trains all of her team, her assistants that are in the office, and even some of the front office team members, in how to color match even the most difficult cases with her leadership skills. That makes a great leader. The second one that we observed was a dental hygienist that took the lead in upping her game with new periodontal protocols that we teach here at My Practice, My Business. She tracked her results and led the rest of the hygienists in that large group practice in purging the status quo of traditional antiquated periodontal treatment and running now with the new protocols on every patient. She called Tracy and stated how the new protocols that we taught her have had positive results on her patients she never thought possible in such a short amount of time. She led her colleagues with her leadership. The third example that we saw was an office manager with years and years of experience. Then she realized for the first time after going through our training, the success of the practice did not come from how good she was with filling the schedule or billing the insurance companies or even collecting on every account. After our training, she had an epiphany, a rude awakening, she calls it, that her primary responsibility actually in the practice was profitability and not the traditional protocols that she'd always engaged in. You can collect all the money you want. If you're not profitable, there's a problem. How we teach profitability here at My Practice, My Business is so different than what is taught in the dental industry. So our training is grounded in business principles taught by people with business degrees and not the traditional dental fluff that's been regurgitated for years. The battle in her brain consisted of that status quo that she had been taught for years and the new business leadership she now realized was the correct way to run the dental practice. And within the first week after training, this wonderful office manager took leadership of her job and simply engaged with her new sound business knowledge, got rid of the status quo. Her doc could only be so lucky to have her at the helm of his practice. The fourth one, speaking of docs, let me tell you about this doc who understood leadership. He noticed inconsistency in the presentation of one of their procedures and immediately gathered his team for a quick meeting. He accepted responsibility and took it upon himself to meet with every team member in this group meeting, and collectively they reached a solution, not him, the team. The office then re-engaged their new knowledge with a simple course correction, and they were off and running with our MPMB training on how we taught them to lead. That doc clearly engaged our leadership training by bringing his team together to discuss the new mission of the practice, gathered the facts, and trusted his team's observations over his own perceptions. And he jumped back into the battle, and he led his dental team again because of their leadership skills and wisdom. There, meaning the team's, not just his. That doc did it right. There are three qualities that make great leaders. I love these. The first one is understand that the team is greater than the individual. The second is learn constantly and consistently. And the third one, believe in your mission. You've got to have a vision before you can have that mission. Because a team is far greater than the individual. You cannot have a leader if you don't have a team. And teams create solutions to obstacles together, just like that doc did with his team. Teams overcome challenges together, and teams accomplish more than the individual could ever hope to accomplish. Leaders both lead and follow their teams. They actually become what we call servant leaders, one of the best ways to be a leader. Learning constantly means great leaders learn in classrooms and refine their leadership with hands-on experiences at work. They know how to apply effective tactics, and more importantly, they disengage in ineffective tactics, or what I like to call the status quo. They know how to apply effective tactics and disengage when things are going wrong. Effective leaders are not perfect. They learn and grow every day. They have experienced a wealth of valuable knowledge from lessons learned, and they admit to their mistakes made. They desire to pass on lessons learned, teaching not from a position of superiority and authority, but they teach with humility and selflessness. Believing in the mission, what does that mean? It means effective leaders are required to believe in the mission of the company with an unyielding desire to achieve success, even when they're surrounded by yinindis, or doubters, or naysayers, or status quo people, and others who question whether success from the newfound experience and training is even possible. Who are those yinindis? They're the people that say, yeah, no, I'm not doing it. Yinindi and status quo are pretty much the same. Effective leaders lead successful teams that accomplish the company's mission, and ineffective leaders don't accomplish the company's mission or anything. Effective leaders are not driven by egos or personal agendas, docs, office managers, dare I say hygienists, and head assistants. They simply focus on the business's mission and how to accomplish it. They understand they may fail, no matter how experienced they are, because they know they might not have all the answers to life, but their mistakes have provided them the greatest lessons in life. Mistakes have humbled them and have enabled them to grow and improve. That was what the assistant told me when she first started staining crowns and took our course. She's like, yeah, the first few didn't turn out as perfect as I wanted them, but I got better and better, and now I got it. That learned humility has taught them how to overcome mistakes. Mistakes that they make constantly, which we all do, but we just try to achieve and create better plans for success. Why is leadership important? It is the most important factor with any dental practice, which happens again to be a business. By leadership, we're not just talking about the position like the doc or the office manager, the head hygienist, the lead assistant. Crucial leaders are found at all levels within a business, just like the doc found out when he met with his team to solve a problem. Each and every dental team member plays an integral role in the success of the practice. All must bloom where they are planted within the team. Leadership must be found at all levels because business decisions affect the entire team at all levels. Everyone on the team is smart. Everyone on the team is creative and free-thinking individuals who have something to contribute to the team. All team members must believe in the plan of the practice's mission so they can support it. They have to believe in it and trust it. The leadership they are asked to follow has to believe in it and trust it. This is why innovation and thoughts and feelings and ideas are encouraged from all team members. The benefits of leadership are amazing because leadership requires bringing together a diverse group of dental professionals in our profession to accomplish a mission of the dental practice so that realistic goals can actually be obtained, not pie-in-the-sky goals, realistic goals. When that happens, we see increased efficiency, we see quality in delivery, nobody's cramming the schedule, nobody's like making people work extra hard, and profitability happens when the principles of the mission are properly understood and implemented, when team members understand the direct operating costs of the practice. So what is your mission for your dental practice? It ought to be profits and profitability. It ought to be quality of delivery. It ought to be reducing the stress in the workplace. Stop breaking the doctor's back, the hygienist's back. Stop making the assistants run around with their heads cut off. And for heaven's sakes, let's take the front office and give them the training and stability that they need and reduce their stress by streamlining what they can do. Financial stability is mission critical in any practice. And fair compensation for the work performed. Coming from where? Coming from the patient, number one, and or the dental plan, number two. And then, doc, being distributed to all personnel as a percent of direct operating costs so that we can have our teams be paid fairly for the services that they do for us. When leadership is found at all levels, the results are high-performing teams producing extraordinary results. Effective leadership empowers teams to actually take ownership of the practice and feel excited to come to work every day, and they treat the patients with the highest quality of dental care. Strong leadership leads to that financial stability for the practice. When dental team members aren't doing what they should, the leader must look into the mirror and ask, do they understand the strategy for the mission of the company? Do they understand the tactics to accomplish those strategies? Have they been properly trained? Have they been given the needed resources to accomplish the mission? A leader must own everything. That's why I say, doc, look in the mirror. Because if a dental team member is not performing to the required level needed, something else must be wrong. Leaders must train and mentor those people if they're not hitting that level of performance. And if they continue to underperform at the office and they don't improve, the leader has to make a tough call and terminate that underperformer and hire someone who can get the job done. I actually saw that leadership skill within one of the practices we just trained recently. It was very tough on that doc. It was the first time he'd ever fired anybody. But unfortunately, she made that decision for him. He didn't. He just executed what had to be done based on her choices, not his. That's what leadership is about. It's all on the leader to not accept mediocrity as a standard and get team members to listen, support, and execute business plans. They do not blame others for failures. They accept constructive criticism. They lead by example. They figure out how to fix problems. Leaders set the tone of success with a great attitude. And effective leaders do one thing very powerful. They set aside their egos. They accept responsibility for failures and they attack the weaknesses until they become strengths. They consistently work to build a better, more effective team. They do not take credit for his or her team's success. No, doc. You bestowed that credit to the team, the entire team, when the practice is successful. Because it takes a team to have a successful practice. Because effective leaders achieve success by accomplishing one goal at a time. They know how to prioritize those goals and establish high standards of performance when obtaining desired goals. No matter what has been said or written about leadership, if substandard performance is accepted and no one is held accountable with consequences to poor actions, that poor performance will become the new standard. Meaning if the team members are coming in late every day, or if they're not getting there on time before the patients arrive, if team members are taking multiple days off here and there, if that standard is set, that becomes a new standard. We need to ensure that tasks are repeated until the higher expected standard is achieved. And if that means being there on time yourself, doc, that's what that means. Leaders must always strive to improve. And when this becomes the culture, and everyone can articulate the mission and the vision, and they strive to do their best, They create a culture of success. They literally will purge complacency and set boundaries that cannot be crossed only in times of emergency. They teach their teams the why behind the mission, which engages teams to commit to the tasks needed to win. The why is so mission critical. If you do not understand why you do the things you do, you will not succeed. You will flounder. Leaders must be true believers in that mission, even when others doubt it. If the leader does not believe, they will not buy in, they will lose. They have to understand that they are part of something greater than themselves and their own personal interests. Leaders have to align their thoughts and vision to the mission of the dental practice, and leaders must ask the questions and allow the entire team to question everything until the vision and belief in the mission come together. The questioning of the mission is not a bad thing. If people question the mission, then they have not been taught what that vision is, and they have not been taught the tactics and strategies to obtain that mission. Again, the dental team must understand the why. Do not become complacent or overconfident ever. Effective leaders, they read and understand dental PPO contracts. Oh, I just said it, didn't I? They read and understand state laws. What, Rob? They never rest on their knowledge from last week or the week before. They are continuous students who are not afraid to learn new things. And then they apply that knowledge, that new knowledge, to study its effectiveness on the mission of the dental practice. So we release those egos and we embrace humility and we strive to be confident, not cocky. We need to be willing to take on the status quo and get team members to work together and to communicate with each other and support each other. And that prevents what we call silos of non-team ideologies. We work as a team. We answer to each other. And Doc, they ultimately answer to you if you are the owner of the practice. But we need to maintain the focus on the mission collectively and not individually. Leaders will simplify the complex. Oh, I've said that so many times in our training. They prioritize and execute. They have to be decisive. They delegate tasks to other leaders on the organizational chart of your practice, even when it hurts. Tracy constantly teaches delegation is effective when it hurts, because we all hate to give up what we think we're so good at and train somebody else at it that might make a mistake. Let it go. Leaders will completely ascertain understanding of tactics and strategies to accomplish that mission. In other words, we plan, then we plan again, then we plan some more. That's what huddles are for. That's what monthly team meetings are for, to plan where we approve. We call it start, stop, continue. Leaders understand there is no 100% right solution. We have to be comfortable with this and make decisions promptly and then be ready to adjust those decisions quickly based on evolving situations and new information, just like that dentist did in my example. Leaders must be comfortable in chaos, like a crammed schedule, like a procedure that gets you behind. And then we need to be able to act decisively. When we have uncertainty in that schedule, with a patient, whatever it might be, because leaders know that discipline in those areas actually it results in freedom. Freedom for us to think for ourselves, to choose. If there's one thing that I've learned about dentistry, is we are literally taught to think outside of the box on a continual basis. And then the most important thing we do as leaders is we find balance. We have to find balance in our professional lives. We have to find balance with our interaction with our team members. We have to find balance in our personal lives. That balance is mission critical. And by leading with the things that I talked about, it helps us make fewer and fewer mistakes. And it keeps us on the cutting edge of dentistry. And it keeps our practices live and vibrant and profitable. Leadership is one of the most important things that I've ever seen in dentistry. It's the most important thing in life, and it's something that's completely overlooked. Thought leadership is what we are talking about here today.
Thank you for being with us today. Since 2006, My Practice, My Business has been teaching dentists and their teams business skills, dental insurance contractual protocols, and state laws governing how to profitably bill patients fairly for the need-based services they provide. What's more, we guarantee our training, unlike other dental consulting companies in the industry. Simply stated, if you don't increase your net revenue, we don't get paid. We call it dental consulting the way it should be. We believe there's never been a more important time than now for dentists to experience and implement our key methods, knowledge, and business training within their dental practices. To learn more about our guaranteed, no-risk clinical business of dentistry training that is changing dental practices for the better, just go to our website, mypracticemybusiness.com, and surf our pages for additional information about our company and the services we provide. When you're ready, give us a call and get scheduled for the most profitable dental business training that you will ever experience. If you enjoyed our podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to call us. Thank you again and have a fantastic day.